Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome back to the Bros of Our Hoes party.
That was a funny joke you just said. Good thing we just outed the podcast because it was so offensive.
It was not.
Let's just say we're lucky the mic didn't pick that up. Our mom's in the house.
Hizzy house.
Hey, I'm here for Pride Month and hashtag BLM.
Are you coming out as LGBT?
No, just a supporter.
Oh, you're part of the plus.
LGBTQ.
A.
A.
And you're the plus. The plus is just like the allies.
Okay, I don't. Yeah.
But my mom kept asking me if she should wear a hat for the podcast, and she's not wearing a hat. So I just
wanted to know. I know. But you guys are both wearing hats. I wish I would have because I do always wear a hat. I just
also
feel more
just for the people on the video podcast, just look to the side for about 5 seconds. She's in, has a ponytail. Her hair is finally long enough to have a ponytail. That's the first time in my whole life I've ever seen you in a ponytail, right?
I keep getting you mixed up with Ariana Grande.
Oh, I know.
You need to grow it long enough to do a high Ariana pony.
And with the eyeliner like this.
And I do feel bad because Jacob promised our mom a glam squad upon arriving to the Bros of Our Hoes studios, but we didn't hire one.
I know.
Yeah. It should have been more professional. Like, we should have made LucasJacobBookings@whatever.com and then acted like our assistant emailed you and said,
next
Lucas
time.
And Jacob want you on again.
Instead of just like asking over dinner where you will send out an email saying like, what days are you available to go into the studio? Preferable outfits are this, no visible logos.
And then we're also going to say, like, give you money for food after.
Oh, that would be nice. But
not money for
gas
the podcast.
Money.
I sort of thought the glam squad might be a lie, though. I mean, when Jacob told me. But
I mean, honestly, we never have guests on here, so might as well when we have a guest podcast, hire a glam squad for them.
I know.
Once like Corona's all over, you know?
But take it to the next level, yeah. Just waste our little money we made from the podcast.
I know,
so
they have to come 3 hours early and just get so glam, even though we have more listeners on just the audio.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Just specifically for like just also just help their confidence, I feel like, while being
also,
on the show.
I also saw that Jacob had on a decent shirt, and I was like, what should I wear? But, you know.
What's your shirt say? Wait. Love, faith, and Jesus?
No.
No, it says peace, love,
faith, joy, hope, unity, kindness.
Oh, where do you really get it from? Are the Pride Queen.
Well, this is one of Delaney's shirts.
Oh, yeah. But our mom did get a Pride decoration for her back deck.
It's really cute.
Was that on purpose, or are you just like, oh, it's a lot of colors?
No, it was on purpose.
Oh my god!
Oh wait, you did it on purpose?
The gay deck.
Yeah, and I was gonna get a little banner for the front, but I thought that would embarrass you guys when you came.
Embarrass us. Another thing that our family does, we really celebrate Pride because we play Pride Month Knockout. So Knockout's a basketball game, but then we name it Pride Month Knockout.
Oh, our brother did that as a joke.
Ethan did that?
Well, last June, he just as a joke. Oh, I think he was like not making fun, but just poking fun at your Snapchat saying, if Mama's Snapchatting this, she would say Pride Month Knockout.
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that.
So yeah, we do Pride Month Knockout. It's really fun.
Sounds exciting.
But everyone wanted you on the podcast. People kept tweeting us, DMing us, saying,
yeah,
where's your mom?
No, people actually say, please have your mom on. Like, I even think some people have gone as far to say, like, they don't listen to it unless you're on. Because they say, I turn it on, and if she's not on, I just click off.
We actually tacked to podcast places, and they only said we're putting ads on where your mom's on.
It's weird. I'm sort of nervous today.
Oh, my God. Does it feel more... Because now it feels like a real show.
Well, it's been a while. I don't know. And I kept asking Jacob, like, what are we going to talk about? He's like, it's a surprise.
Oh, my God. Really. But do you think we're about to, like, do an intervention or something?
About what?
I'm just kidding. Oh, my God. That's so funny. Like, in your mind right now, you feel like you're on the Ellen Show.
Oh, my God.
Welcome on. The whole audience is here. Oh, yeah. You've also said that at your work, you've leaned towards being a DJ for the surgeries.
Oh, my gosh. We have this new stereo system that goes through the computer. So I made a playlist and everything. And the other night, the surgeon said, where did you get that playlist? And I was like, I made it.
Oh my gosh, the confidence boost, the good music taste really came out.
I know, and I feel like I need like those two record players in front of me so I can go like, or what's that noise they do?
Yeah, like that scratch noise.
Yeah,
like,
the scratch. Yeah.
How did you even get to be the DJ? Did you volunteer? Was everyone else? Is it one of those situations where no one wanted to take a stand because everyone was embarrassed of their music?
No, it's because I'm the circulator, so I'm the one in charge of it. And I feel like, I don't know, that's harder than the actual work I do.
It's harder than the surgeries?
Like, I have so much respect for Calvin Harris now.
Oh, I bet. So when a new song comes on, do you, like, look around and see everyone's reaction? Has there ever been a time where a song came on and someone was like, ew, what's this?
Yeah. And the other day, I noticed, a few too many Backstreet Boys songs were coming on, but the surgeon said, no, I like that. Leave it on. And I was like, oh. But
he was down.
Yeah, and then Usher came on and he was singing. I was like, whoa, I need
I thought
to put
of such a funny
Usher
joke.
On.
You need to make your own song and put it on the playlist.
Oh my God, and just randomly put it on.
And just say, oh wait, you didn't know about this new hit song? And it just is you singing. Behind Toxic, the beat.
I should.
So what's the vibe for the playlist? Is it all oldies hits, 90s, new stuff?
It's 80s, 90s, 2000s, and now.
Oh my gosh. So who from now does it feature?
I know. I like Lady Gaga and Ariana, their new song.
Oh, Rain on Me, a classic.
Yeah, I like that.
Ava Max.
Yeah, I have Ava Max on there.
Oh yeah, I've heard you multiple times listen to Kings and Queens by Ava Max.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of the kings.
But it is very, it's very, what's the word I want? It's very stressful because when I put it on shuffle, I don't know what song's coming on next. So I'm not even paying attention to the surgery at all. I'm just like, oh my God, I got to listen for when this song ends to make sure the next one that they like.
Oh, and you ever have to skip one real fast?
Yeah, I did.
Oh my God, what is it, too vulgar or what?
No, there was a Britney Spears song called Breathe, and I thought this was way too boring, so I skipped it right when it started. Yeah,
that's so funny, not even being focused on the surgery, just being focused on the DJing.
I know.
Is it normal for surgeries to have music playing, or is it a new thing? You said it's a new system?
No, we've always had a music playing, but it was just the radio.
Oh my gosh, so you could be in surgery and you just know that the nurses and doctors are jamming out while doing it.
Yeah.
In a still a safe way, but.
Oh, really safe. It makes the surgery better. It makes them want to do better.
Has anyone woken up with a Bruno Mars song stuck in their head and not known why?
No, I don't know. I wondered that. Because I was so playing, funny. Actually, I was playing Akon Sexy Bitch, and someone said that. God, I wonder if this old guy will wake up, be like, why is that song in my head?
Oh, that's a bop, Akon. It reminds me of the roller skating rink in our hometown that all the middle schoolers went to.
Wishbones.
Because when I was in middle school, they always played Akon.
Oh.
during the couple skate.
Sexy Bitch.
Oh, yeah. So did you hear that Kristen Stewart's going to be playing Princess Diana?
No.
Yeah.
How would I not know this?
I know. It came out yesterday and I wrote it down because I wanted to get... I remember one of the podcasts we talked about the Little Mermaid casting. But... and also, weren't we psychic in that or something?
Yeah, it was Ariana.
Something like that.
Somehow we predicted it all.
What
usual.
Is so psychic?
I think we got every one of them right, I think.
But what do you think of Kristen Stewart playing Princess Diana? Because people on Twitter have had mixed reactions.
Actually, I think she'd be a really good one.
Oh, yeah. When I picture her, I don't
picture
Princess Diana.
I don't know. She's not tall enough. Princess Diana was pretty tall. Oh, yeah, I think she was like 5'11".
Before Princess Diana died,
she has a petite enough face, I'm thinking. Oh, yeah. Her nose is petite enough.
But did everyone always love Princess Diana, even when she was alive?
Yeah, majorly.
Oh, my God. Because I remember, like, it was, like, such a big thing when she died.
Yeah,
I was, like,
way
six.
More than Prince Charles. They loved her from the second he chose her and everything, yeah.
And remember I thought one of your friends looked like Princess Diana?
Cindy, yes. And she just was so excited that you thought that.
Do you know who Princess Diana is, Jacob?
Yeah, Princess Diana. I might just know the One Direction song. I'm not really up to date with the royal family.
Oh, yeah, Diana.
Yeah.
But I think that's a remake, actually. I don't think
it was Elton
original.
John's, wasn't it?
I don't know. Maybe.
Elton John had one. Oh, hey, Jacob didn't know. He was playing a song with Lady Gaga and Elton John today. And I was like, well, you know, she's Elton John's son's godmother. They've been friends for quite a while.
I didn't know that.
Lady Gaga is?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
so,
I didn't know that.
I thought that was so cool because they actually have a friendship.
Yeah, a real friendship.
If he's crazy. She's her godmother.
Wait, so you know how everyone talked about Meghan Markle? Did they talk about Princess Diana way more? Or was it the same?
Oh, way better. I mean, you know, because Meghan Markle, they're mean to.
Yeah, Princess
but
Diana
Princess
was, like,
Diana's
loved.
From there, so they loved her. Loved
oh
her, loved
gosh.
Her, loved her. Like crazy loved her.
Now, why can't America have a royal family? That'd be so cool.
I know. And the wedding. And the wedding, like, think about it, in 1984, whatever year, 1981. What year did they get married? 81. There were only three channels on TV, and so, like, literally the entire world was watching the wedding.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, because, it wasn't that time, but when I was in, like, third grade, I remember it was such a big deal that these people were getting married.
Who? Kate?
People from the royal family.
Oh, Kate and William.
Yeah, and everyone was like, and I remember in third grade that those people in my class saying, like, I hope my wedding's gonna be like that. It's like,
it's like, it won't, honey.
It won't, yeah.
Okay, not to change the subject, but we need to ask a really important question to the audience.
To the audience?
What is it?
If we do create merch, what should it be?
Oh, yeah, we might make merch because we just think we want some. we want some but we know for sure we'll buy it. We don't know if anyone else will, but we're still gonna make it regardless. But leave ideas below.
Yeah, because I would wear Bros Before Hoes t-shirts,
or should we just be like BBH, because this bro is do people want to wear a shirt that says Bros Before Hoes,
or like Ho Bro Gang, Ho Bro
do people want to walk around with a ho shirt?
I think so.
That we'll have to figure it out. Comment below. Email us.
I like BBH, except there's BSB, you know.
What's that?
Backstreet Boys.
Duh. Oh, I thought BSB was like a sex thing.
I thought you were saying like BDSM, like 50 Shades of Grey.
No, I think you need hats, shirts.
Yeah, I just like bumper every stickles. Single year we could, I mean, every single week we could be in a one of our merch hoodies.
Yeah, it is so comfortable.
I know. A blanket.
I think we're just going to make a
blanket,
whole entire...
A fleece blanket.
Probably like a locker wallpaper. No, well,
yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, I was thinking instead of just
backpack.
Doing... Yeah, instead of just doing t-shirts, why not just do the whole thing in wallpaper everything?
Michael Kors purse.
That has
oh my god,
face.
Yeah. Just
Louis Vuitton.
We buy like 100 Michael Kors purses and print over them.
And then if anyone's willing to pay like
$20...
Collars. Oh, like chokers?
Yeah, I was thinking like Avery Ardog has a fake Louis Vuitton collar. You could have a...
Oh, yeah. Whose idea was that to get her that?
Ethan.
That is so funny because I guess wasn't our sister walking her and the neighbors were like, oh, my gosh, she has a Louis Vuitton.
Yes, yeah, she was walking the dog. And then I guess there was like a group of kids that said, oh, my gosh, she has a Louis Vuitton collar, but it's like fake. But it was
like $7 on Amazon.
Oh, my God. Don't say that out loud. You want us to cut that out because Louis Vuitton will sue you.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
How do these companies get away with it is my question.
Yeah, I don't get that.
So we talked about last week. I said, isn't it sad that all these dogs get neutered? Because like then they can't have sex, you know?
Oh, yeah, I heard
about this. And like, you know,
they aren't
like,
living their full life.
Yeah, and you know, like avian stuff, they aren't living their full life, our dog. But then someone said apparently if you don't ever let your dog have sex, they won't ever know about it. So get them... Don't let them have sex before they get neutered.
Oh, that's yeah. What they said it doesn't make them sad.
That makes sense because they aren't in contact with the rest of the world. So like, they aren't in contact with the dog two doors down that's saying, hey.
Oh, yeah, but our old dog, Belle, would have been really sad then because she had sex and then you neutered, spayed her.
Spayed. But still, they can have sex still, right?
Apparently, like, what you should do is just never let them have any sort of intercourse before the spaying and neutering because then they'll know what they're missing. But otherwise, if they never know, it's fine because it adjusts all their hormones where they don't even crave it.
Oh, yeah, so, like, the person said, as an example, if you gave me sugar when I was, like, six, but then I never had sugar again, I would always be like, I want sugar.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
But also, I still stand with my point that it's sad. It's not actually sad, but when I think about it, it's sad.
No, but I think about, actually sad about like, it. Avery, if someone sniffs, if anyone sniffs her vagina area, she, like, gets really mad, so I don't think she would like it.
Well, she's already spayed, right?
Yeah. So I think, she's already, I don't think, like, she's totally missing it at all. Yeah.
Yeah, she totally, her hormones are completely.
Yeah. And Phoebe,
it.
I mean, come on, get real.
Oh, the little Pomeranian.
But yeah. Get real, she just wouldn't want to do it?
No.
Yeah, she doesn't seem like she would want any of that. But we did get an email from someone, and the subject is family drama about poop jokes. So there's a lot of family drama in their family about that. And just so you guys know, we love when you guys send in family drama. So always feel free to, you know, any tea going on.
Send us some family drama.
What drama can they have about poop jokes?
Well, she said, so a few days ago, my sister sent my dad a TikTok. Basically, it was this girl asking her friend, can you believe they're still together after all the shit they've been through? And her friend goes, who? And she replies with, your butt cheeks. Do you guys not get it? Can you believe they're still together after the shit they've been through? Like, okay, talking about a couple? And then she says, oh, I'm actually talking about your butt cheeks.
Wait, did that cause drama?
So she says her dad thought it was really funny, so he sent it to a few friends and also his mom, which is this girl's grandma.
Yeah.
And I guess the grandma got really mad, and she said, I can't believe you sent me this. I'm still your mother. And she went on to say how disrespectful he was for sending it. And now she's genuinely mad at him, and she won't talk to the dad or visit them. And it's been a few weeks, and the dad still hasn't heard from her, but she still talks to the daughter, like the granddaughter. So, like, this granddaughter is just saying, like, she's stuck in between her grandma and her dad, and she just doesn't know what to do. Like, what could she say to her grandma to make it better? Probably the dad should just apologize, right?
No, I think the grandma needs to relax her butt cheeks a little.
Oh, my God. That'd be a good comeback.
Okay, did this person create that joke? Because that's a good joke.
I've never heard that.
Like, your grandma would think it was funny.
But I don't know.
I guess that's not disrespecting her. He didn't say her butt cheeks had a lot of shit in them or something. Like, I don't know.
Why'd you expose me to, like, now I have to think of shit?
I don't know. She's just too uptight. She's too...
Yeah, your
she needs
grandma,
to relax.
These are two options. You could either say you need to loosen it up, get the corn cob out of your ass, and just laugh at life, or you just have to cave and apologize.
But the thing about it is I just can't wrap my head around it because I'm just like, I feel like I'm like 80% loose, you know? So I just
don't
understand.
But there's just some uptight people, though.
Yeah, but like, I just don't understand.
I guess all you can do is just say, like, oh, I understand. Like, we'll just never send you anything funny anymore since you don't really find
Yeah.
Oh, but say that, but in a nice way.
You
say, like,
just...
unfortunately, I'm sorry that I found it funny.
Or just I'm sorry if you found this offensive, but...
Wait, I'll send a picture of poop between the butt cheeks.
Yeah.
What the dad should have done is said, oh, someone hacked my phone or something. That would have solved everything.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, now it's been a few weeks and they haven't talked. They probably should just resolve it.
But that's just stupid. I mean,
oh my God, you're offending her. That's her grandma.
I'm so sorry. No, I mean, it's just a stupid fight. I don't.
Is this
just...
the stuff that makes people not talk for years? Like when you hear about these families who like haven't talked and the only thing that'll bring them together is like a horrible event or something. Is this what causes it?
Probably.
Maybe it is because if you do a little too many poop jokes, it turns into a.
I don't know.
A big fiasco.
I've never been offended by poop jokes.
Well.
I don't know.
Good luck, girl.
Hopefully, I just don't know.
Hopefully you just find amends.
So now I can cross off the topic, family butt cheek email.
I know. Do you think her grandma's the Queen of England or something?
Wait, do you think the Queen of... You know what everyone always says that? They always say, like, do you think you're the Queen of England? Do you think the Queen of England, is she really uptight?
I don't know. She'd have to pretend like she is.
Apparently she drinks like whiskey all day.
She's gotten looser for sure because, you know, her one son got divorced. And
so last week we talked about fishing trip drama with dad. We just said, like, we went to a fishing trip with dad and, like, it turned out kind of just, like, not that fun.
Uh-huh.
So do you have any fishing trip stories with dad?
Oh, yeah. Like, you never you go, fishing go fishing with him now.
But one. I'm assuming you did when you guys first got married.
When we were very first married, he made me go on a fishing trip with him. I was pregnant with Maria, and he had this little truck, and it bumped and bumped all over these. And he literally would stay at a spot for like 5 minutes and get bored and go to another spot for 5 minutes. Just stupid. Just stupid.
So when did you finally just say, like, I'm never going on another fishing trip? Because, like, now you just say, like, oh, I'm not into camping. I'm not into lakes.
I think it was right then.
That was the trip where you decided?
It was literally like an hour in the afternoon. But yeah, I just think it's...
Did you ever go camping with him?
Yeah, we had a little pop-up camper that we got for free. We went camping overnight once, and Marie and Stephanie made me drive them into town to go to the restroom because they were scared of the porta potties. And yeah, it's just gross. I'm just not into that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Out of outdoorsy shit.
No. I love being outdoors, but not... I want to be able to go to a nice place in the evening.
Oh, yeah, I hate. I mean, camping is kind of fun, but I just don't like sleeping. I feel like whenever we've gone camping with dad, the tent's always over like a tree branch or something.
And for sure you don't get any sleep. I mean, it's going to be muggy as
heck. And then dad goes to bed like right when the sun goes down, and then we're all just like, oh, we're not tired, but like there's nothing to do, so I guess I have to just lay
down. Yeah, so like I'm not talking about the fancy camping, but the camping with dad is like going in a tent and you just get all smuggy, and then for breakfast he brings like Jimmy Dean croissants that are already pre-made, and then you just cook them on a fire. Oh, it's so gross. I haven't gone in like 3 years though.
I never went to any of these, so yeah.
What do you think of Jacob's new hair?
Oh, I'm wearing like a cap, but how is it?
I like it.
Do you actually?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think I would. I'm not going to lie, but no, I like it. I've gotten used to it.
You had to get used to it?
No. I mean, I got used to it right away, but I was scared when I heard he was going to do it.
I am uploaded a video about it, and half the comments said it looks good, and then half the comments said you look old.
Old? See, I think it makes you look younger.
Does it make me look older or no?
I think it makes you look older, but you don't look old. It makes you look older.
I thought it made you look younger.
But the funniest comment I saw was that my hair looks like an iPhone X. Because
I get that now.
iPhone X has.
Is that? Did they come up with that insult, or is that just a typical insult for people with that sort of hairline?
I think they might not have come up with it because there was a few comments about it. But yeah, the iPhone X has like a hairline that goes up, down, up, whatever, you know. So that's what my hairline looks like.
Okay. Do you know when I was little, anyone who had hair like that, it meant that they had lice, so they had to.
They had to shave them all their hair?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never had lice. Have you?
No.
Oh.
No.
Did anyone in our family ever get lice?
No. Isn't that weird?
I always felt bad because, like, when a kid got lice, they were sent home, and it felt like such a shameful thing at
school.
And
it always seemed so scary because they said, like, you have to clean everything in your house. Like, you can't touch anything.
I think it sounds scarier than coronavirus almost. Maybe not. Maybe
lice,
not.
You can just use a shampoo. Maybe and not. Get rid of it.
Okay, never mind.
I understand the concept.
Bed bugs are scary.
Oh, I used to be, because wasn't there a thing in like Colorado where they were everywhere?
No, there was a thing at like the University of Lincoln back in 2008 where they found them in the dorms, and they like shut down the dorm. Like, they're creepy.
Lice?
Everywhere?
No, bed bugs. They're scary.
Oh.
And they were saying like, don't take, you know, put your suitcase on the floor if you go to a hotel or.
Yeah, I remember that.
Or do they have, like, ways to get rid of them?
Well, there's still bed bugs, I know.
But, like, I always put, like, my bags on the Florida hotel.
Ew.
That's just nasty.
Always check the sheets and the mattresses and crap. Blech. Anyway,
crabs,
go ahead.
Crabs, lice, bed bugs.
Oh, how did we get on this? Oh, because of your hair, sorry.
Oh, yeah. People had lice when they had my hair.
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
Oh, since it's Pride Month, I actually have a quiz that I saw on BuzzFeed. It's how much lesbian energy do you radiate? And obviously, you're not a lesbian, but we can just see just how much lesbian energy you do have, even though you aren't one.
Okay,
so pick a guilty pleasure song. Don't Ya by the Pussycat Dolls. I don't even know. I'm only going to name the ones I know.
Yeah.
Whenever by Shakira.
But I might know some of those.
We Belong Together by Mariah Carey. Just what I these that's a few of the songs. Do any of these catch your eye for like your guilty pleasure song? Like the song that you just jam out.
Dancing Queen.
Dancing Queen by ABBA. Okay.
Only 17.
Pick a movie. Mean Girls, Clueless, Pitch Perfect. There's eight options.
Mean Girls.
That's your movie out of all these?
Yep.
Cool.
Pick a conspiracy theory. I'm actually going to name all these.
I hate conspiracy theories.
All these are like fun ones. Avril Lavigne was replaced by a clone. Keanu Reeves is immortal. Never heard that one. Birds aren't real. They're just government drones to spy on us. Katy Perry is a grown-up JonBenet. Have you heard that one, Mom?
Yes, I've heard that one, and her face does look very much like it.
Oh, yeah.
That's... First, okay. I need to say something. With these conspiracy theories, I don't know why, but, like, I just can't. Like, do people actually believe these, or is it just fun?
I think it's more for fun, just on Twitter to say, like, Avril Lavigne was replaced by a clone. Like, that's just, it's all just a joke.
Yeah,
okay,
just a joke.
Keep going.
The moon landing was fake. I think people genuinely believe that
one. Oh, yeah,
one.
That one's kind of
Mandela real. Effect, where, like, you know, the whole Berenstein Bears.
Oh, Berenstein
like,
Bears and
different.
Stuff, yeah.
Beyonce is in the Illuminati, just classic conspiracy theory been around since I was in high school. Or we're living in a simulation.
Like The Sims.
Okay, so what am I supposed to pick?
Which one, like, do you just love?
Do
Which
I
one
love?
Do you like just stand? Which
well, for sure the Illuminati one.
Beyonce the Illuminati?
Yeah.
Just so
that's
popular.
Because
like
that's like
one.
The main one.
Like, I got this point.
The main one I've heard of.
I just think it's 100% fake because it's such a joke.
I remember you could spell Illuminati backwards and it went to a government website and everyone was like, what? But then it just, anyone can buy a domain.
And then we mumble when it was such a big deal because if you played a Salt and Katy Perry song, played it backwards. It sounded like it was saying like the devil's gonna take.
Oh my
real?
Gosh!
Well,
okay.
I don't know if it was real,
but that's all been going on since like the '70s.
That's been
right?
going on since the '70s. Yeah, there was a song in the '70s. Whoa, the Stairway to Heaven. The song, the Stairway to Heaven said, and if you did play it backwards on the tape, it's like I love Satan. I love Satan.
I know. I think
it was
just
so
an accident.
Creepy.
That is creepy.
It was so creepy.
Okay, pick a vacation destination. There's Florida, San Francisco, New York, Paris.
Prig.
Prague.
Is that
where is, it? Where is know. Prague, actually? Why? I don't really want to go any of those places.
You have to pick.
Boo, yeah, you want to go to one of them,
Wait,
right?
Florida's kind of, obviously.
Right now, I don't want to go to Florida. Otherwise, I probably would pick that because I've never been to Florida. But
so
right
I'm
now.
Pick that, though.
No,
that,
I'm not going to.
This
no.
isn't current circumstances, though.
No. No. Not picking it.
But I would pick
And
Florida
I definitely
too.
Would not go to New York right now, but I wouldn't want to go there anyway because I went there once and it was very dark and dreary.
I would choose Amsterdam, just funny.
I don't even
wondering.
Really know where that is. So Rome, I don't want to go there either.
Which one's speaking to you? Just go to Florida. That was your first instinct.
Florida would be my first instinct. Sorry.
But I was thinking out of all these destinations, as far as I know, Florida would be the only like beach vacation.
Yeah.
But it's still like it's just a boring.
Because San
America,
Francisco,
you know?
You're by the beach, but it's cold there. I was there in June once, and it was
Wait,
cold.
Wait, should we put who's the richest? Who's been to the most places on that list?
I've only been to San Francisco and New York. Oh, pick a One Direction member. You know who I'm gonna pick.
Zayn.
Oh my.
Oh, you've had an obsession with him for a while.
He's a baby daddy now.
Almost.
Almost. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's yeah.
Pick a music video is the next one.
Yeah, just like New Rules by Dua Lipa, Watermelon Sugar by Harry. Like, which ones have you actually seen? Actually, pick one that you've seen.
Is it the Jonas Brothers one?
I saw Rain on Me. I saw Bad Blood. I saw Alejandro. I probably saw Thrift Shop.
Which one is there? Which one would you have to pick?
I had 5 minutes from the Jonas Brothers on my playlist, and the doctor's like, who sings this? This is really good.
That to okay. be
Wait, what is that song?
What does that sound like?
Give me 5 more minutes. 5 more
Oh, it's a new one.
Oh, I've heard that, yeah.
Okay. Rain on Me.
Okay.
Rain on Me, Tsunami. Here's that dude, this guy.
It's because I'm really into
this
that
This is the
song
last one. Pick a house. Sorry, you guys can't see any of this.
Well,
but
sure,
we're going to find out how
left,
much of a lesbian
top left,
she is.
Top left, because okay. it's modern.
Ooh.
Oh, you're a chaotic lesbian, which means you're 60%. You balance between the lesbian and hetero world, but you're trying your best, and we appreciate that. But shipping the only gay couple in Riverdale doesn't make you a complete lesbian, sweetie. Sorry, we don't make the rules. But also, keep in mind, this is just a fun little quiz, and we support you no matter how you identify.
Okay, now look behind the couch. Pick someone to kiss.
Wait, what?
There's a bunch of people behind the couch.
Oh my God. That'd be funny doing a lesbian test where like we actually have lesbians come in and then you kiss them and see if you're... I guess that actually wouldn't be a good idea.
Yeah, no.
You're married.
Yeah. Also, that just seems like problematic on many levels.
Oh, yeah. It really does. Okay, now it's time for the part of the podcast that we go to a randomizer. So for the randomizer of this week is, we've all discussed it. I discussed it with Mom. We discussed it. What happens if you drive around a roundabout for forever? So, like, if I started at 8 o'clock today in the morning, drove around the roundabout, and how long would it take for people to start getting mad? And is it illegal?
Right? I know they say that they save lives, but they're scary.
Yeah, we were thinking, like, is it... I don't think there's a law yet that you can't just keep going around the roundabout. I'm not saying disrupt traffic, because that would be disrupting traffic, but you still let people in, but you just keep going around it for like 6 hours. Yeah. Like,
no, when you're going around, you don't let anyone in. You just keep going.
No, you can be going kind of slower, right?
Okay, but you know this story, right? That when we moved to the house and Grandma tried to come the roundabout way, she went around like 4 times. She's like, I couldn't figure out how to get off.
Oh, so it does happen.
Yeah, and Stephanie said she has had clients got stuck on the roundabout before.
But what I was picturing was like going on it and going like 10 miles an hour so everyone can get on. And then when people do get mad and when the police come, because I'm assuming that would happen, you say, oh, I just was bored. Can you make it more fun?
I don't think they could do anything.
Yeah, couldn't you say, okay, well, let's bring it to court, because if there is a law, you haven't wrote one yet.
Yeah, so. There's not a law.
It's so funny because I'm just surprised there's not as many annoying people as I thought there were. Because I just
like, you should do it.
No.
Honestly, I don't want to. It sounds too...
No, usually it's the opposite. People are in a hurry because I never know when I can get on the roundabout. And so people are honking behind me, but I'm really? Just so scared. They're scary.
Somehow, they just come so natural to me. But I do notice other people struggle because, have you noticed where, you want to go straight and there's only one lane to go straight, and then someone else tries to get in that lane? And it's your first time?
And when I'm
first
on
the roundabout, huh?
And when I'm on it, I'm scared people are going to pull in. It's scary. They're a death trap.
Yeah, I guess they do make it easier, though, than a stop sign.
I know, but because I don't think there's hardly any wrecks on them, but they're scary. I heard that the guy who created them, they consider he's like a genius.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The thing about roundabouts is that they aren't as simple, but from what I see, it seems like they do go way faster because you never have to wait in a line, really.
Well, if I'm at our roundabout at 5:30 p.m. when people get off work, it's backed up way, way back, and it does go pretty fast.
Oh.
But there might be, I bet you there's always one person like every 5 cars who kind of really slows it down.
That's probably me.
Do you want a drink of your water?
It's not water. I don't drink water.
Is it straight vodka?
No, it's not straight vodka.
Oh, it's Mountain Dew.
Diet Mountain Dew. Yeah, I don't drink water. There's water in Diet Mountain
Dew. Oh, we need
to
talk about this. Can you guys please encourage our mom to drink water?
But there's water in Diet Mountain Dew. And there's water in coffee.
That's true.
There's water in coffee.
But our mom gets home from a run.
She never drinks straight water.
She gets home from a run and she says she's so thirsty and she grabs a Diet Mountain Dew. And I'm not trying to shame you. All I'm saying is that it would be better if you drink water.
Yeah, but sometimes I'll drink Crystal Light and that's got a lot of water in it. So I think that...
Oh, yeah, I'm
probably just
fine.
Being an annoying bitch.
I think that's fine.
But you've always just been a juice girl.
Yeah.
Juice
girl.
I just don't do water. I don't like it.
But I was wondering if you ever regret having so many kids.
No.
Somebody's bringing that up so randomly. That was on my list of topics. No, but I was going to say, because does it ever get annoying? Because when I've seen we all try to control your life, so it feels like you don't have a say in your own life.
Who tries to control
my life?
When
you say I might get a new kitten, then everyone attacks saying, you can't get a new cat. You already have this dog. I'm like, or you say, I'm thinking about painting the living room. And everyone says, what? Why would you paint the living room? That's such a bad idea. There's just going to be scrapes all over from all the grandkids. And you know what I mean? It seems like everyone does kind of low-key try to control it. Is that just a part of having kids?
Yeah. I don't care.
But it only happens to the mom in our family, at least. But no one tries to control dad, really.
Well, kind of, when he wanted a new truck, everyone kept saying, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah, it's just
that's
because
I made you guys. I was like, tell him he can't have a truck.
But then you guys ended up both getting new cars.
I know.
So does it feel like because you have kids that you weren't allowed to get a new pet, even though you want one?
No, I don't want one right now because Phoebe's so old and Phoebe needs me at all times. But if Phoebe died, that would be awful. I'd have to get maybe a few new pets.
Oh my God, what's next on that? Would you get a new Pomeranian, new
dogs? Oh, for sure I'd get a new Pomeranian.
Why not
really?
Just get in a
Lizard? You want to try a new breed?
No.
Lizard?
No lizard. No, they aren't cuddly.
Would you get a bird ever again? Did you go to cockatiel
back
in the day?
No, they aren't cuddly either.
Wait, what made you think of getting a cockatiel?
Because one lady at work had one and made it sound really cool.
Okay, part of me is convinced that people just get birds to make themselves annoyed. Because they just chirp it all day.
I wasn't annoyed by it.
Well, we got used to it every morning, though. They chirp either. All morning long.
I didn't think it was really cool having a cockatiel.
Especially the first everywhere. One. The first one was really nice, flew around the house, sat
so
with you.
So we visited it? Actually, we didn't like
Regina.
No,
the first one died.
I mean, but Regina.
Regina was
Do you think
mean.
She's still alive?
He was an asshole.
Yeah, a teacher at my elementary school told me to take in Regina, probably because she wanted it off her shoulders, because Regina just was bad vibes, would beat up our other bird.
Regina was mean.
And now she's with a guy who bathes with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said he'd take her because he likes to shower with his birds. It was really weird. And then we went to visit Regina, and she was, or he didn't, I mean, he liked it with.
Wait, it's a, oh, it's a like boy. It. Why would we name him Regina?
Because we didn't know he was a boy. He obviously was a boy because he raped our other bird all the time. While we were opening Christmas presents, remember?
Oh, yeah, they always were having sex.
Oh, it's terrible. No, it wasn't consensual, though.
You just don't feel like it was.
No, not at all.
What do you think of Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly? Do you think that's bad? Do you think her and Brian Austin Green should have stayed together?
Her and Brian Austin Green should have never been together. They split up before.
Oh my God, so you just were never on board with the relationship.
they split up before, yeah.
But then also I have... Okay, so
him,
I was...
If he's actually going to be dating that Stodden girl, what's her first name? The girl who married the guy who was 50 when she was 16...
I didn't know that was even a thing.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Her parents let her. But if he's with her, that's sick. Anyway. Okay.
Wait. Wasn't she in like a TV show or something, though?
Oh, The New Girl. She took over. Wait. Did Stephanie get to work with her? Because our sister did hair on The New Girl.
Probably. If she was
no,
on
I
the
feel
New
like she would have talked about. I would have talked to her many times about this if she had worked with her.
I don't know.
Did Stephanie? I feel like by that point
I
she already
I just knew
stopped.
She met Prince and that was, whoa.
Oh, yeah, our sister Stephanie met Prince.
And she didn't know Prince. Who he was. She thought he was one of his backup dancers.
And he didn't, like, kick her out of the
no,
whole thing?
No, he said, no, I'm Prince.
And then he, the tea of this on the set of that day is that the whole scene was Prince was throwing a party on the New Girl episode. And they were going to have, they had Kris Jenner and Khloe Kardashian there to be at the party. And he sent them home and said, I would never have them at my party. So I don't want them to pretend like they're at my party in the show.
So they got sent home.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That's a T. Isn't the thing about
But anyway,
Prince
wait,
that...
back to Megan Fox. Okay. I like her better than Brian Austin Green. Just going to put that out there. Because I think he might have been mean.
Oh, you mean you like Machine Gun Kelly more than?
Well, no, I just like Megan Fox better. So don't, I'm not dissing Megan Fox.
Okay. I think it's weird how similar Megan Fox and Madison Beale look alike. I don't know if you know what Madison Beale looks like, but I'm actually going to show you a photo because I just want you to. Wait, do you think this or no?
They do have similar vibes.
I just think they look so alike. This is like an internet superstar. She dated Justin Bieber, I think.
But she looks just like Megan Fox. I don't
know,
have my glasses
weird.
On, but they look a lot
really
alike.
It's really weird.
Yeah, she looks
Yeah,
like,
they look a lot alike.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Okay, so what were you going to say about Prince? My idol?
Doesn't he have like a whole entire like... I don't know what
I
you
have
call
some
it,
Prince
like
songs on my playlist
music that hasn't been released.
Yeah,
in his house in like Ohio or something.
Not Ohio, Minnesota.
Minneapolis, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't he have like a whole entire studio there?
Yeah, he has a whole huge
like
house.
Compound.
It's called. Oh my gosh, my mind's
the Prince
blank.
Factory?
No,
Purple Factory.
Well, it's something. Oh my gosh.
Should I Google it?
Yes, I know it. I can't.
What do I type
think?
In? Prince headquarters.
Prince, Minnesota. Yeah.
Prince.
Yeah, he grew up in Minnesota, Minneapolis.
Minnesota.
And Purple Rain was like, they had it in Minneapolis was where it was supposed to be.
Oh, they don't like say what it is. Paisley Park?
Yeah, Paisley Park.
Oh.
Yeah, ooh. Paisley Park.
I'm looking at photos of it. It's like an actual like just.
Yeah.
Scientology.
Like it looks like a business. It doesn't look like a home.
Yeah, well, it was his house, and he had a huge studio in there and stuff. Yeah.
It looks like aliens live there.
I know.
So
it
anyway,
really does.
Yes, there's supposedly a vault full of songs that have never been released.
Oh, yeah. What's That's your so what's your guys' opinions on just unreleased music of a deceased person? Should it be released? Or should it be released because it's like, oh, they should get their music out? Or should it be like... Oh, they don't have the decision to release it. So, like, just stop trying to make money off of them.
First, well, I have one big... Oh, wait, what?
Well, I was going to say this was stuff that he didn't release from way back when, so he must not have wanted it released because he thought it wasn't any good. That would be like if you had some videos that you never liked and that someone released them and you thought they were terrible.
But then Anne Frank.
Oh, the diary.
But did she wanted the diary? Didn't she write in the book, like, I hope one day people read this?
I would think so. I don't know.
I feel like within this situation, like, they shouldn't release the songs because, like Mom said, it would be like if for some reason, like if any of us turned into superstars, but then they went through your iCloud and released all the photos, just be, that's so different. But if they said, like, oh, we just want to see what they're like, what they were like, kind of more of a glimpse.
Then selfishly as a fan, it's like, oh, just release all the music because we all want to hear it.
And but what if you listen to the music and you're like, that sucks?
Oh, yeah, it's like, oh, I get why they didn't release this one.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, he wasn't that good.
But what with like the Kygo Whitney Houston thing, sorry, I butchered that, but that's fine though, because wasn't it already released?
I don't know. I think it was like an old demo that never was released. Actually.
I don't even know.
Oh,
what
so
it is.
Do you guys think that's fine? It's a remix of a song that she never released. Oh, it might have been. I don't know. Oh.
Who was in it with her?
Well, Whitney. A DJ remixed it. Kygo remixed a Whitney Houston. Like, I think it was.
I thought
demo.
You said Tyga. I was like, her Tyga and Kygo. Whitney Houston. What the heck?
It sounds really good.
I mean, if he thinks it's good, yeah.
So yesterday I made a game. So these are people that are like social media superstars, and I have like 10 of them, but 5 of them are fake. Okay. So I'm gonna say their name and then a description of what they do, and you need to say if it's a fake or real person.
Oh, because there's so many new like TikTok people that it's hard to keep up. So I just want to see, like, if you obviously you're just gonna have to guess for most of them. I just want to hear.
Okay.
Yeah. So like these people like just blew up, and they're just like, so everyone under like 15 knows.
I just burped. Do you think they heard that?
Probably. They probably.
It's fine.
Pissed.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. First of all, I feel like. Okay, we're going to start with Charli D'Amelio. She's a TikTok superstar.
She is.
How do you know that's broken out to the mainstream. You know who Charli D'Amelio
is.
Yeah,
I've heard of her.
Okay.
Benjamin Briley. He's a guy who pranks his brother a lot on TikTok.
No.
Oh, man, she got it. It's fake.
Because it sounded like you were trying to say Benjamin Bratt or something.
Okay, next one. The Dolan twins. They're just twins that everyone thinks is hot.
Who they're like. Real.
Ding, ding, right. How'd you know? This
I've heard of them.
Oh, my gosh. Mom's up to date.
Okay. This Boogie with the Hoodie.
No.
He's a rapper.
No.
It's real.
No, it isn't.
It's actually real.
Wait, Boogie with the Hoodie?
Yeah, Boogie with
like
the Hoodie?
He's famous.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
He's not a TikTok person. I just wanted to include him because I thought you would.
Boogie
Wait,
with
what's
the Hoodie?
What's he famous for? Rapping?
Yeah, I know one of his songs. But
oh my God,
those.
I want to get into it.
Okay. Peter Willy.
He's no!
Is it Peter Willy? Trying to make it believable, boo. Who would be Peter Willy? Willy means dick.
I was actually expecting you guys to believe. I'm not joking.
Peter Willy.
But yeah, he was supposed to be a teen.
So far,
on
you
a
have
Netflix
them all right.
Nuh-uh, I didn't get a Boogie with the Hoodie.
Okay. The Bro Diggity Club. It's a group of hot bros that have a podcast together. They're all straight.
No.
Ding, yeah, ding. It's fake.
No. Oh, right. Oh, I got it right. Yeah, okay, yeah. Good. I was like, no. Yeah.
Okay. 6ix9ine. He's a
yes. I know ding, who 6ix9ine is.
I thought you did. Addison Rae. She's another TikTok superstar.
Wait, what? What's her name?
Addison Rae.
Yeah, she's for sure real.
Ding ding. Oh, you've heard of her?
I think so, but it just sounds like a real name.
Not Peter Willy.
Yeah. All right, next one. Emma Chamberlain. She's like,
oh yes.
Ding ding. Mom's an Emma stan.
I've heard of her.
Angie Pale. No. She's just an Instagram.
Peel?
Pear. Did you say pear?
No, I meant to say pale, like when you're really white. Like your skin's
pale. Oh, an Angie Peel.
If you would have said like Angie Paleo
Even
or
Angie
something.
Pale. That's like that sounds like a good, cool like emo girl.
Or Angie Paleo or
this
something.
Sucks. Am I just doing this wrong?
Angie Pale.
Okay. This guy, Lil Huddy. He's a guy out of the TikTok girls. Like,
what's his name?
Lil Huddy.
H-E.
Huddy. Like, I don't know what it means.
Yes? No?
Yes.
Ding, ding.
I thought you were going to say no.
It sounds like it's not real, but I was just like,
Okay, the very last one. Donnie Blue.
No.
it sounds like you're writing like a little like preteen book.
Okay, but if it was 1972, I would have said
Donnie
yes.
Donnie Blue.
That literally sounds like a pop star from 1972.
I love that. Why did I name my rap persona Lukey Beach when it could have been Donnie Blue?
I wasn't even trying to be funny. Like, I thought you would believe that, Mom.
No, it seriously sounds like 1972.
I like Donnie Blue better than Peto Willie.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, Donnie
sure.
Blue.
I'm not
Donnie
joking. Blue.
What do you guys picture? Because I want to know if it's the same person as me.
I'm picturing Elvis, but in the new age.
What are you picturing?
I'm picturing Donnie Bonaducci.
Who's that?
From 1970.
I don't know who that is.
He was on the Partridge Family.
What's he wasn't like cute. Hot?
No.
Donnie Leaf Blue to Garrett me, I picture like this super pale guy, black hair that's so spiked, and he has
emo
tattoos, and he's like emo, but like still like a heartthrob.
Oh, but and he's sort of like cross-dresser type, like sort of feminine, yeah, like David Bowie.
He always has those dark circles under his eyes.
Oh, yeah. Wait. You're like basically the like it's weird because I have like a whole picture in my head of what that is. I don't know who I'm thinking of, but there's a guy that looks exactly like that.
I'm thinking of David Bowie with dark hair.
Oh, that is sort of what I was thinking. Like a weird, like edgy person.
Yeah.
And then record labels, get on it. Donnie Blue.
Donnie Blue. I wonder if you should change the first name though. Something else Blue.
Donnie is so good though, because it sounds kind of throwback.
That's true.
Donnie Blue. Just like, and then I'm just picturing like him in interviews, just making everything so deep, being like, yeah, when I was young.
I feel like what makes it so good is the throwback first name, and then Blue just sounds like just a digital thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like the two worlds colliding.
Very digital.
When worlds collide. Doo-doo.
Well, is that it for the pod?
I feel like I didn't get into it well.
Wait, you feel like you flopped?
Yeah.
Oh my god, we shouldn't have built it up so much saying your fans were waiting.
I know.
I feel like a total flop.
So now
I didn't.
You feel like you felt like you built it up, your fans are waiting, and then you feel like you let them down.
Yeah, and I'm so usually so full of celebrity gossip.
Look at the state of the world.
We
this
haven't
really
even
a time
had
where
a
people are filled with celebrity
and
gossip.
We haven't even had inside. A podcast since Tiger King. When I mentioned that, I was like, oh my god, we didn't even get to talk about Tiger King or anything.
Oh my god, this is what happens. Like, you start out making stuff for fun, but then once you get all of like the fans building you up, it starts becoming too much pressure.
Yeah,
but
so
just
maybe
so you
I
know,
shouldn't
you,
do
you
this
did
anymore
amazing. The fans are happy. What'd you say?
Maybe I shouldn't do this anymore then.
Oh my god, you're quitting.
It's scary.
The fans loved it.
I thought it was just a different type of podcast. It wasn't just all gossip. It was actually...
Hey, tell them to give me ideas to add, because I'll make a July... My DJ list right now is Molly's June 2020 DJ list. And so I need to make a July one. So
basically the specifications for the playlist are sort of like grocery store music, right?
But
it has
wow.
to be
sexy bitch.
No, that's, I mean, like a throwback, some new hits, but it can't be anything that's so edgy that it makes people gross
out. Oh, no,
out.
It can be edgy because I thought about putting Little Nicky from Prince on there. Google the words to that if you want something really disgusting and gross. But then I thought that might be a little too much for some of the surgeons.
Or you could put Cupcake?
Yeah, we could do that.
Well, thank you guys for listening. Follow us on our social medias. Subscribe.
Yeah, and you can subscribe to our mom's Snapchat.
But actually, she said she doesn't accept anyone.
Oh,
so
she doesn't anymore. So yeah, you can't.
Well,
if
I
you were
know.
In, you're in. But she's not gonna accept anyone else.
If you're watching it, the camera literally
yeah,
just
the camera's
on.
Off. Sorry,
it's over.
Oh, can they still hear us?
And I don't know.
No, it's all off.
Oh,
I'm joking. No, yeah, they can.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.